Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, beginning a new series today. And this is a fun one. This is Free Agent Priority. And I've asked folks to advocate for one UFA outside the Ravens organization that they would like to have. And joining us today is Eric Pisa. He has a particular player he wants. Eric, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you?
Did I get your name correctly, Pisa?
You did.
Okay, fantastic. Appreciate having you on. It looks like pizza, if you ever see it. So it's one of those ones that I'm tempted to mispronounce. But who's your player, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going all in on T. Higgins. 26-year-old, in his prime, number one receiver. He's been buried in Cincinnati, but still puts up the numbers. And on limited duty as well. I know he's been injured. I think this guy solves a lot of issues, and not just for the Ravens, for any club. But he's got it all.
Okay, so we'll start with something with Higgins. He's been obviously a deep threat receiver for the Bengals. Comes with a huge asterisk here because the Bengals need only franchise him, and it'll be a $25 million salary they'll pay him this year, and it would put him out of the realm of possible signing by the Ravens because they'd have to give up a first-round draft pick in addition.
Right.
Actually, two first round draft picks in addition, depending if it's the exclusive or non exclusive tender. But I think there is a fairly good chance that he'll get signed by the Bengals. But let's dream for a while. Now, we've got the possibility of getting T. Higgins here. What area of weakness does he address for the Ravens?
Yeah, I think more than weakness, I think he just makes us stronger. And what I mean by that is he's going to take away what defenses away from Flowers and possibly even the tight ends. The guy's big. He can run underneath. He's going to command a lot of attention. Not to mention, I think he wins most one-on-one battles. Even when he's blanketed, he's a strong receiver, strong hands. You can go to him in any situation.
Do you have any? Bateman has been the X receiver now. Just had a fantastic year in 2024. Great touchdown percentage, yards per target were the highest ever for a Ravens receiver. Is he a player you move on from as part of the Higgins deal? Do you sign Higgins and trade Bateman, or what do you try and do?
Well, Bates here another year, right? On the first
two more years, and he has tremendous trade value, probably the highest second contract trade value in the entire league right now.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Higgins to me is a shoulders above, head and shoulders above Bateman, because he can do so much more. So yeah, if that has to happen to get T in here, I'm absolutely trading Bateman. If not, it makes Bateman stronger. He's going to have he's going to be running free in that offense. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So with Bateman, we have a player who just posted 10.5 yards per target, this high touchdown percentage, admittedly with Lamar, but you know, Higgins had Burrow and Chase opposite him and was under 9 yards per target. It's not that that's, you know, bad by any stretch, right. And Higgins is a fine receiver. Don't get me wrong. But Bateman is I don't want to overstate this. He's the best route runner in his draft class. Let's put it that way. He's one of the better route runners in the NFL currently. But you would go to him. And this is a question because, you know, the Ravens have significant needs at a lot of positions. So you're asked to come up with one free agent you'd like. And T. Higgins is the class of the class in a lot of ways, yeah, this offseason. But it's also an area of not great depth for the Ravens, but perhaps very good strength. And still, it's Higgins over other guys for you, like a left tackle, for example.
Oh, yes. No doubt. I mean, it's time to go bold. I mean, it's what's been stopping this team from getting to the big game. For the most part, in my opinion, it's passing production down the field. We could run over people all day, but once that, you can't just win the Super Bowl with that. And to me, Higgins solves all those answers. Underneath, up top, back shoulder. I mean, the guy, he can do it all. 6'4", 215 pounds. Mm-hmm. Blazing speed. Stop and go. He stops on a dime. The athleticism is off the charts. It's to me, it's a bold move, absolutely, but I think it sets this team up to be dominant, at least for 5 years, 6 years down the road, because that's what I'm looking. I'm not looking at a 3-year deal.
Okay. We'll come back to the contract in just a minute here, because that's usually what I like to finish with. But we see a reduction in snaps for Bateman coming out of this. Or would you just trade Bateman? I do think Bateman would get you about the 20th to 22nd pick in the draft as a return. Mm-hmm. So it's tremendously valuable. There's almost nobody else you could trade that gives you that kind of a return in terms of a player. Is there a reason to keep them both? I have another question that kind of goes with this in terms of keeping receivers happy. Bateman seems to be okay with his current workload. Obviously took a step forward in 2024 in terms of his workload and whatnot to get, I think, is 72 total targets on the year. Mm-hmm. Which is not a lot for a big receiver, for an ex receiver who starts. But in Higgins got an absurd number of targets last year. I want to say, okay, 104, and he didn't play all the games. He played 12 games. Mm-hmm. So he's averaging, nine and change targets per game. Sorry, almost nine targets per game, not nine and change. Whereas Bateman averaged, 4.5 targets per game.
Right.
Can we keep a receiver like Higgins happy in the Ravens offense?
Yeah. cash solves a lot of those issues in my mind, and winning. So, I don't think it'd be a problem. I know he's been a little testy here and there at Cincinnati, but I think it's because they're not giving him that big contract that I think he deserves. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that they have their number one in Chase, who's fantastic. So I think cash solves a lot of those issues. Winning solves a lot of those issues. The Ravens always have a good clubhouse. John keeps it, keeps it steady moving forward. And, I don't think that would be an issue with us.
Okay. So it's a big leap of faith. Mm-hmm. All great receivers tend to really want the football, and they want to have targets forced and schemed to them. There's two things about the Ravens offense which don't really fit that. Number one is Lamar is not an on-schedule thrower. So he doesn't throw receivers open out of the break. Now, could that change? Maybe. Mm-hmm. If Higgins and Flacco were together, that'd be like a perfect matchup, because it'd be a back shoulder nightmare for other teams, where Flacco would throw the ball fast, remorselessly fast, yeah. and to yeah. a spot on that outside. And a receiver like Higgins would do very well with that. Derek Mason did very well coming back for the football.
Mm-hmm.
With Lamar, he's much more adept at extending the play, and he wants to see the receiver break open before he throws the football. It's actually been to Bateman's detriment. Bateman's route running has been minimized within the offense, this offense, I contend. But that Higgins, if he's not schemed the ball, I'm afraid he's going to blow up on the Ravens in terms of what he was. We saw what happened to Deontay Johnson this last year, obviously very unhappy, and then got unhappy with another team. So it wasn't the Ravens' fault. It was just, right. It was, you know, Deontay being Deontay. But I think this is a fear for all receivers. Marquise Brown did not do well here with the, a fairly a target scheme he did not like for himself.
Yeah. Marquise, you know, different receiver. I didn't like the pick coming out, but this is another evolution in Lamar, right? So, okay, now it's time to start trusting these guys. Let's let the ball go. Now, if you have a receiver like Higgins, you'll see he'll trust more in letting that ball go, throwing guys open.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you got a guy that can, go get it, like T. Higgins. But I agree that most of Lamar's big plays are, breakdowns, which I'm not complaining about. This is what the guy does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to me, nothing bad comes from a Higgins signing. The offense gets instantly better. More dangerous, more prolific.
I'm with you on the fact that the extra weapon is potentially enormous for the Ravens if they were Stratomatic cards. Okay, my concern is that you have two players who are you're going to have two unhappy receivers. You might have three, but I don't think Flowers' role really changes in this. I think Flowers' role is untouched. I think it's Bateman and Higgins who are competing for playing time.
Agreed.
Under this circumstance. So I think the first thing is you probably have to trade Bateman. It's not the end of the world if you do, because you get so much return for him that it might really be worth it. I don't think I'd be in favor of that. The Ravens have this very good cap situation at receiver because they've expended high round draft picks, and they then re-signed Bateman to a very team friendly deal, and one that gives them tremendous value over the next two seasons for him, that I'd really hate to give up and go then turn this into a highly paid position. So that would be my gripe about going after a player like Higgins relative to other needs, which there are certainly some. It's not like the Ravens don't need a third receiver. They do. Or another receiver. Forget whether it's a third, a first, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. They need more receiving talent on this team. I'm with you on that. It's just how much are you willing to pay for that relative to other needs would be the big question I'd have. I got one more on this. Is Tylan Wallace, where does his playing time fit in with an acquisition of Higgins for you?
Special teams. He's a special teams guy. I don't think that affects Tyron at all. He's good in a pinch. Somebody goes down, the guy's solid. But special teams. I don't think this does anything.
Okay, so I assume the Ravens will re-sign him. It's not a sure thing probably, but I think they'll re-sign him. He's been a great run blocker for the Ravens. Yeah. I haven't really looked at T. Higgins to see if that's an element of his game that is really a good thing. What does PFF have him ranked? Let's see, in terms of his run blocking. Below average. Not off the charts below average, but below average. It's not what you signed T. Higgins for, obviously. No. it's as a run blocker, but it would be a shame kind of lose some of that. Okay. Well, what would your production expectation be for Higgins in terms of however you want to define it? What would your expectation be?
I mean, he's going to get at least, over 100 targets. I got him at 85 to 90 catches, easily over 1,000 yards. 10 to 15 TDs. I'm leaning more to 15. Red zone target, number one. Matchup nightmare all over the field. I would even put it up to him in double team situations. He's so athletic, so explosive, so strong at the point of the catch that I can't see that guy not getting double-digit touchdowns.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. That's a very high expectation. And usually for any receiver, I always caution people, whatever your expectations are of a receiver coming to the Ravens, they will be disappointed.
Sure.
And Lee Evans, if you want to look back at him, Lee Evans obviously had the big screw-up in the AFC championship game that people have never forgiven him for in this town. But that season, the passer rating throwing to him was approximately zero. It was 4 of 27 during the regular season throwing to him with 3 interceptions and no touchdowns. It was a disappointment all the way around. It wasn't on that one play that he finally let the Ravens down. Everybody was calling him for 1,400 yards and whatnot. I don't think there's a 1,400-yard receiver in the rest of Lamar Jackson's career, would be my guess, unless he completely changes his style. They don't force targets to an individual receiver. So I'm wary that they probably would not get expected production out of Higgins or expected by some fans. And that worries me that about Higgins too, is that Higgins is not going to get his expected production, and the boiling point would be reached fairly quickly. But I don't think this is going to happen. I think the T. Higgins is going to be signed to the franchise tag for the Bengals. So it's somebody else's problem, honestly. It's been one of the nice things in having both Bateman and Flowers that neither of them has been complaining about their target percentage right now. And Andrews, the guy who maybe does have his target share is way down as a percentage of the argument. He's not arguing either.
Yeah, Mark's on his way out. Listen, we let go of Todd Heap, one of the most popular Ravens in franchise history. So, that's part of the game. As far as Evans, I think Evans was, on the back end of his career, didn't have the same explosiveness that he did before we got him. We're talking about a guy, 26 years old, at the height of his athletic abilities. it's apples to oranges to me. But and again, my numbers are high, and but I very attainable to me. Okay. And as far as Lamar, you know, nature has a way of slowing you down. So it's Father Time's undefeated, as they say. So Lamar, at some point, Lamar's rushing numbers are coming down.
I agree.
So, and with a guy like this, you know, it'll do nothing but help Lamar, keep him healthy. So, to me, it's a no-brainer. Again, probably not happening, but last year I banged the table for Derrick Henry. I must have banged it pretty loud. So, this is my guy this year.
Okay, well, fair enough, Eric. What would you offer him in terms of an AAV now?
Yeah, I'm looking at 6 years between 2 and 220, 40 mil up front, backloaded if we have to, revisit it in 5 years, maybe sooner. But I want this guy here for the duration of his the height of his career. You know,
okay, so if you're talking about between 2 and 2, you're really talking $35 million a year.
Yes. Of AAV.
Okay. Yeah, that would make him certainly the second cornerstone player for the Ravens after Lamar. Obviously he's going to be franchised if that's his true market value. He won't even make it to the market. Not even a chance in hell he makes it to the market if his true value is $35 million of AAV. But he might not even make it to the market in his second year because they can pay him a 40% increase,
sure,
which would take him to $35 million in 2026 on a second franchise deal. And they did that with Suggs. Might have been one other player. Might have been Nada. But they had a double franchise on two Ravens, I think, in history. They definitely did on Suggs. Anyway, it's interesting. That's certainly a lot of money. I don't think we'll actually see if this is going to happen, obviously, for Higgins. But I do appreciate you making the case for him. It's an interesting one and certainly a good one to start the show with.
Well, Eric, I think he gets that if he hits the market. Love to see him here. But like you say, it's monopoly money anyway. So it would be fun. It would be fun if he was here.
All right. Fair enough, Eric. I appreciate you coming on. Where can folks talk to you, talk football with you online?
I just started the X account. It's at ericpizzo.com, at Eric Pizzo. Yeah. So, just chat, just friendly banter back and forth.
All right. Outstanding. Other folks out there, thanks for joining me, Eric. Other folks out there, if you'd like to be on one of these shows with your free agent priority, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. 15-minute discussion, just like we had with Eric here. We actually ran a little over, but for good reason in this particular case, I think. Eric, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
And we'll talk to you next time on
All right,
Film
take
Study.
Care. Bye.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.